We are so excited to have in our studio today from the Joffrey Ballet, Ashley Weider and Yoshi Arai. Thank you both for being here.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Hi.
Ashley, you are the artistic director.
Yes.
And we're here to talk a little bit about the Joffrey as well, of course, but the contemporary program Game Changers, which runs through February 26th. Tell us about Game Changers.
So Game Changers is kind of an overall title. What the program is, a repertory program, which consists of three very distinct, very individual works. And so it is Fool's Paradise by Christopher Wheeldon, who was the choreographer who created our new Nutcracker this last December.
Which was wonderful. By the way,
thank you. I think that we were all so thrilled.
I didn't mean to interrupt you, but we have to talk about this briefly.
Okay.
It was to me monumental because it was the Nutcracker, but in a completely different setting.
Yes.
With Chicago and the World's the exposition as the backdrop. Did you just receive just wonderful?
We have had thousands of emails and notes and letters about how the Nutcracker suddenly has an amazing depth of story. It has a real heart around it. And the story is continuous through the whole of the second act. And there's a really wonderful way that it kind of comes to a conclusion at the end of the work. So it's been an amazing success story for the Joffrey. And obviously the Nutcracker is a very important work for us. And for a lot of people, their introduction to dance and to ballet.
And that's, I think, the thing, too. You hear the ballet, and I know a lot of people think, oh, it's so exquisite, I can't afford that. It is exquisite and wonderful, but it's for everybody. Yoshi, as a performer, do you see that, too? All ages, boys, girls, it's everybody who comes to enjoy the ballet.
Yes, yes. No matter how old you are, I think you will enjoy that this beautiful art form, you know?
The Joffrey's incredible. Just the name all over the world is synonymous with perfection. Do you have just now an upper echelon now? I mean, the bar has been set so high with the Joffrey and its past and its name. Do you go into a performance like this, Ashley?
You know, I think that's what we always say, is that we're only as good as the last performance we did. Yeah. And I think that like as a director, but also Yoshi as a leading dancer with the Joffrey Ballet, I think that we're really a collective group. And I think that for us, the bottom line is to really understand the work and to deliver that work at the highest possible level. And I think that it was interesting. We opened on Wednesday night and someone came to see the performance and they said, you know, I wasn't sure I was going to enjoy the performance because I think I'm not sure about ballet.
Mm-hmm.
But they were really, really engaged, so much so that there's now many great things happening through their organization. But the woman said, you know, I thought it would all be kind of tutus and toe shoes. And there are pointe shoes, but it is a contemporary program that kind of explores the breadth of where dance is today.
Yeah.
And each of the pieces are distinct, both choreographically, musically, and the style that they're danced in. But it is definitely a program for the here and now.
I think what's very cool about it, too, is that the program showcases ballet, as you say, experimenting with different kinds of artistic mediums, whether it be contemporary or artists outside the dance world specifically. Yeah.
And I think for someone like Yoshi, who has a leading role in each of the three works, it's a hard program. I said to him the other day, Yoshi, it's a hard program. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Hard program.
It's a demanding program.
Yeah. Let's talk about the demands, too. I mean, as a performer, you're not only doing one, but you're in three.
Yes.
You're the main actor in three separate, basically, performances that come together.
So the program is Christopher Wheeldon's Fool's Paradise, which is a score by Joby Talbot, Infra by Wayne McGregor with a commission score by Max Richter, and Year of the Rabbit by Justin Peck with a score by Sufjan Stevens.
How did you get everybody together? I mean, clearing schedules today is hard enough, but to get this collaboration with three multifaceted performances...
It was busy for weeks. So, like it was like rehearsal, like after and after. So it but it's always pleasure to work with different choreographers because as a dancer, we want to learn something different every day, each time. So it's been a pleasure to work with so many different choreographers.
So we might see something different on opening night as opposed to maybe in 2 weeks before the end of the run as far as the dance goes,
yes, of course.
Movement.
Yes. Always it will be different.
And I think that when you do a program, when you're a couple of performances into it, it suddenly kind of opens up. It's a little bit like a flower. You know, it gets the right amount of water and the right amount of sun, and it's blossoming. And I think that the demands on the company for this program is to understand how you want to pace yourself, because it is the most athletic beauty that we're putting on the stage, and it's an incredibly physical program.
It really is. I mean, you have to be mentally, physically able to, I guess, tackle these challenges. Yoshi, you started performing when you were 10 years old?
Yeah, I stopped doing ballet when I was 10.
And how have you had to grow up around this? Has it made it easier because you started so young, or have the demands gotten so much greater?
It's always been hard. I like ballet, like this is my passion, you know? So even though it's been demanding or like hard rehearsals, but at the end of the day, I feel really good, because after I performed on stage and the people clapping after you perform, and I forget about hard work and I feel really good afterwards.
Okay, now let me ask you this. As a veteran now, as a performer, you can't, after a great performance, just go out and, you know, have a beer and a burger. I mean, you really have to watch your body. Can you treat yourself?
Answer the question honestly, Yoshi.
Yeah, come on, Yoshi.
What do you do after a performance?
What's your indulgence here? Guilty pleasure.
I drink beer. I think beer is good for the muscles, you know. It relaxes a little
bit.
Me
too.
Yeah. So, but I don't go crazy during a performance week, because we have to look after our bodies. You know, that's our responsibility.
Right.
So, but we have few drinks, and few dancers go out to dinner after to celebrate what we've done, and it's always good to take our mind off from the work and like performances to have a fresh mind for next day.
Right.
You know?
As a performer, though, you're in the studio,
yes,
all day, yes, either rehearsing or stretching or,
yep,
prepping.
Yes.
Right. Walk me through kind of a typical day. I mean, with Game Changers now.
Our typical day is we start 9:45.
We have technique. Okay. Have technique class, so it's...
Tell me about technique. What's
technique? Well, it's a way
class
of warming up, but it's also a way of, you know, you're constantly trying to refine your technique.
Okay.
Because it allows you to find the freedom on the stage. So it's an hour and a half, and it's kind of key, and... Yeah.
It is very important for dancers to see where you are at the classical level right now, mm-hmm, to see what your technique is doing.
Okay.
And then we have that, and we have 15 minutes break after the technique class, and 6 hours of rehearsals.
Yeah.
Wow. And you make it sound so easy. 6 hours of rehearsal, you know, when most people are either napping or sitting behind a desk.
We take a nap too. Every time we have a break.
They do. They have an hour. They have an hour off in between. So they will rehearse 3 hours, an hour for lunch, rehearse 3 hours.
Yes.
Okay. And then a nap is in there too. I'm a big fan of the nap. Every afternoon, I have to take the nap.
Sometimes.
Yeah, I know, right? What kind of a director are you? Do you kind of feel out the dancers and the actors, or do you kind of have a more rigorous?
I think that it's, you know, when I took over the Joffrey, you know, I think having been a dancer all my life, and I think that for me to be in the studio with the company is really important, to see how the work is developing, to give them the reassurance, to support them, to support the choreographers.
Right.
So I'm very much one of them.
Yeah.
And I think that it's really good that the dancers feel very open with me, that they can talk about any issues that they have. So it really is, we're a working family.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, you can tell. You can tell, just, you know, you all have each other's best interests.
Yeah, absolutely.
At heart, first and foremost. What is it about the ballet? Every time I go to the ballet, I always walk away sighing. And I know most people do as well. They say it's so beautiful. What is it about ballet that just captures, I guess, your mind and your spirit, more so than really any other performance?
I think that where ballet or where dance is today we've come a huge way. And I think that it's no longer what people have in their mind as an old-fashioned kind of way of dancing. It's very much incredibly physical. And I do think that what is beautiful about the company and about the Joffrey is that they have a really good direct relationship with their audience. Mm-hmm. And you feel their empathy. It's a two-way conversation that I think that people have with the Joffrey. And it's always been that way. I remember when I was dancing in the Joffrey in the 80s, when Robert Joffrey was the director, the company has always had this amazing connection to the people.
Yeah.
And it really is everybody's company. We're not living in the highbrow or the echelon of the 19th century classical ballet. We're very much a current company. Don't you think, Yoshi?
Yes, I agree.
Yoshi, how do you I know you're newly open, but Chicago audiences are really receiving this well.
Yes.
Do you notice that when you're with your audience?
We feel the energy from the stage too. So it's good to feel the energy from the audience. So that audience is very important for us as dancers, you know?
Right.
So to have the great audience in Chicago, it always helps us to move on and develop.
Yeah, I think they feel like they can tell whether an audience is engaged. Yeah. So that's a really kind of wonderful measure, because you feel the energy of the audience, and it's hard to explain. But if they're not enjoying something, you actually know that.
Yeah, you can tell.
You can tell. Yeah. You can kind of feel that energy.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I always wondered. I mean, I know you are in your zone on stage, but I wondered if you ever looked out or you can catch people's faces or the awesome look on their face.
I don't catch the faces, but I just feel the energy.
I love that. I love hearing that.
And I think that particularly in this program, which are three such individual works, I think that, some of the work really reaches out to the audience and kind of washes them in this beauty. Other pieces in the program ask you to kind of lean forward, mm-hmm, and engage in the conversation because it's so new to the eye. And then something like Year of the Rabbit by Justin Peck is a joyous spectacle of movement and music. And what I find with Justin's work is that there's so much lively color in his dancing.
Yep. The Chicago Premiere called him one of ballet's hottest young choreographers.
Yeah, he certainly is.
Very fortunate to have him on your program as well. Final question for you both. What do you want your audience to take away from Game Changers, whether they're seeing the ballet for the first time or they're a regular and they go twice a year?
I would hope that they would see that we are very much a relevant company, that we relate to them, and that they say, we're really proud that the Joffrey Ballet is our company in Chicago.
It's a live performing art, you know, so people will differently how they take after performances. So just enjoy and take whatever you feel after the show.
Yoshi Arai, Ashley Weider, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure.
Game Changers, February 15th through the 26th. So delighted. The Joffrey Ballet, one of the Chicago's greatest jewels. So thank you.
Thank you very much.
You.